Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I walk in the club on tilt. My girl just happy games on CSI. Shit crazy. It's Fargo, baby. Grab your bitch. I just stepped in.
We all in my jet. All the new Tony Montana, nigga. These niggas jealous. They just can't understand a nigga, no. I know. We move in Diego. They move on my seso. 30 on my nuevo. You made 100, I need 8 more. Tony Montana, they call me Tony Montana, nigga. Smoke in the panic, show for the door, my phantom, nigga. Yeah. I'm whipping the door on the top like I'm dropping like Mitch. Yeah. The work is to drop on the scale and it pop like a fish. Yeah. Tony Montana, that's Tony Montana. I'm ducking and dodging the camera, cause they know that we clever. Yeah. I know. My sesso, I'm Tony Montana, it's okay though. You made 100, I need 8 more. We all in my jealous, all the new Tony Montana, nigga. These niggas jealous, they just can't understand a nigga, no. They call me Tony Montana, nigga.
Just call out the plug and tell him I'll be at the nigga.
I'm smoking the dope and this shit might be here for me. Hey. I got a new mama, she flew in from Italy. Tony Montana, they call me Tony Montana, nigga. Now that you're rich when you got it, it's on Instagram, nigga. Show me the camera, nigga. Tony Montana fuck it up and go hit another nigga. Yeah. We move in Diego. They move on my seso. I'm Tony Montana, it's okay though. You made 100, I need 8 more. We all in my jealous. All the new Tony Montana, nigga. These niggas jealous. They just can't understand a nigga, no. I know. We move in Diego. They move on my seso. 30 on my nuevo. You made 100, I need 8 more. Check me. That's check me.
Fuck boy, brother, how's it get?
Check me, my nigga Kyle gotta check me, my nigga Jay gotta check me. Now you tell me who the best nigga on the reason why them niggas ain't any out of 6. 25 Beretta, pick us out of 10.
What's going on? It's your boy Great Wall. Give a big shout out to Team Tweezy and PCP Radio for holding it down, man. I appreciate y'all niggas fucking with a nigga on this loud music too, man. You know, we're gonna keep this shit going, man.
You don't want no smoke, not today. You don't want no smoke, not today.
Nigga, I don't play.
Y'all niggas go pick that shit up at Doc 326, man. 7439, man. It's gonna be there, man. Everything gonna be together. You go get that shit and keep it popping. You heard me? We go get that buddy, nigga.
Ching ching.
Real talk.
Yo. Yeah, 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 with no Mona Lisa. They tell me that I'm a dreamer. But it's all good because my pocket's greener. Lean on the other side. We sipping lean on the other side. We whipping cream on the other side. Got coca beans on the other side. That coca ain't no Argentina.
Whipping up a brick, I just hit the lid. So many cars in the yard, I just take a pick. Young shooters in my squad carry 30 clips. So you can miss me, little bill, with that worry shit. Said I'm from Cleveland, we'll be murdered quick. If you really need it, I got that. From the corner store to the project, you can get it off like I'm out there. No codes in my trial yet. Shorty foreign, she from Argentina. Her father, he the plug man. He got all that cocaine up. I'm in the Beamer, fresh dressed like I'm from the cleaners. Clean team up, don't press me, I get steamed up. Say, what you know about it? I got money and accounts overseas. What is swapping? Cocaine from Argentina. Yeah, cut like Caesar with no Mona Lisa. They try to tell me that I'm a dreamer. But it's all good because my pocket's greener. I say, lean on the other side. We sipping lean on the other side. Cream on the other side. Got coca beans on the other side. That coca ain't no Argentina.
I got tickets in the coop. Bowl of noodle soup. Steppies on my shoe. Put the button, lose the roof. Tell them boys I am the truth. In and out the booth. Too busy being me, man. I ain't nothing like you. Your bitch a bugaboo. All she do is love the crew. We be making moves in the jungle like the zoo. Up like a zoo, and there's nothing you can do. 100 bricks straight out the school. Think the plug, he kept it cool. Diamonds blue, like Aquafina. Free chase, homie. Street dreamer. Argentina, the cocaina. In that black beamer with coffee cream. Cocaina from Argentina. Yeah, cut like Caesar with no Mona Lisa. Pockets greener. I say lean on the other side. We sipping lean on the other side. We whipping cream on the other side. Got coca beans on the other side. That coca ain't no Argentina.
Got Ben's on the fan case, and then got Twitlane. I ain't slowing down for them cops. I ain't slowing down for them suckers. ride. Nose a 30, jugger 40. Got it back, nigga, that's perfect. Down right, nigga, gon' serve. Down right here, yeah, nigga, gon' serve. Down right here, yeah, young nigga, worth. Got them all clean when none on dirty. Got them all clean when none on dirty. Nigga, watch your hand when a young nigga serve. It's good.
Real nigga, get it, get it. Bad bitch, get it, get it. Trap nigga, get it, get it. Trap nigga, get it, get it. Real nigga, get it, get it. Trap nigga, get it, get it. Trap hoe, get it, get it. Real nigga, get it, get it. All my niggas get it, get it. Sean, do a tick, tick. Real nigga, split it, split. Real nigga, get it, get it. Money over bitches, bitch. Money over bitches, bitch. I just drew a double nigga out of made a tick, tick.
And it's that time again, PCP Radio. I am your host, Nina Nicole, with my host, Don Swan.
It's Tweezy.
And we got a special recap show going on today. Of course, we had State of Emergency this weekend, which is a very, very, very dope event. Shout out to Trap NY and BGHD and City Certified for putting that great event together. So, of course, today we'll be doing some recaps. Basically, who had Battle of the Night? Who had performance of the night, who you thought won, and who you thought lost, so feel free to call in 347-945-6380. And we got a few callers online, so I'm going to go ahead and get to them. But in the meantime, shouts out to Dre Dennis and Hazy. They both put on something crazy in Cleveland. And that's facts.
That was the battle of the night to me. Shout out to Smurf and Don Dollar. Shout out to everybody on the court, but them niggas got busy. Like, I felt like them niggas battle like how they battle on Smack. You know what I'm saying? Out here in Cleveland.
Yeah, they definitely did their thing, man. Shout out to them. Of course, that would be Battle of the Night. It was main event. It was supposed to be Battle of the Night. But they were definitely dope. I definitely like Smurf and Don Dollar's battle. They probably had second best Battle of the Night. It was very dope. Don Dollar surprised me. I wasn't really expecting that from him.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting that from him. But that definitely was a great battle. Who else we had? We had Killer vs. Gutter Money.
Gutter was nice too. He was better than advertised. I checked out one of his battles. It was I think a Connecticut battle or something like that, and it was fair. But I think, you know, when niggas come out of town in a different setting, you know, they have better performances. So I think we got a good performance out of him too.
Definitely. And then we had Tatted Up versus Ray Tesla.
I missed that. I was getting high when they was doing that.
Yeah,
that's why I missed
some
of the Smurf battle and the Lowe's battle too. I was getting extra high at the beginning of the event.
Yeah, I don't think I saw Lowe's battle either, but we got some callers online. Maybe they did. I know we got Tatted online. Tatted, what's going on?
What up?
What's up?
How's it feel? Shit.
Have
your first battle with Trap NY?
You said what?
So how does it feel to have your first battle with Trap NY?
Oh, shit, it was exciting, man. I'm like, wait, sorry, y'all. I wasn't there to see how I did, man.
Yeah,
it's cool,
I was
though.
There. I thought you did very good. I was there. I saw your, I saw most of it for the most part. But I thought you did good. The third round was crazy.
Hell yeah, good looking, though. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to wait on the big dog. I had some obligations. You know,
I was back there with you. I already know what you was doing, bro. I seen you back there.
You already know.
It was
definitely
going,
though. It wasn't announcing the battles, you know what I'm saying? So, by the time I realized niggas was getting busy, like, I was like, it was like two battles that had already passed, you feel what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, I didn't even get to see Dre Dennis and them. I had to go leave and shit and do a performance and shit. I was sorry. But, you know, the battles, like, when it started, like, it was like an hour or something, like an hour and a half or something.
Yeah, you know
what
I'm about.
Yeah, we was on CP.
Yeah, it was cool, though. I had a good time, though.
They had to wait until I got there. It seemed like when I got there, all the battles started.
But it was a nice. I had a good time, though. It was nice, though. I had a lot of fun.
The event was definitely lit, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the, you know what I'm saying, the people that's throwing battles and they letting niggas do them. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with the PG-13. Right. I fuck with the PG-13 battles too. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, but everybody want to come out and have a good time and be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely think they brought that out at the state of emergency event.
Yeah. And it was a lot of room in that motherfucker too.
Yeah, that was a nice spot.
Definitely.
Yeah,
so did you get to check out any of the other battles?
Yeah, I got to see Daewoo and Lowe's. That battle was crazy. They
was
going
in.
Yeah,
I heard, man.
They was going in,
bro. Yeah, that's the one I
missed. On some real shit. I told both of them, though, like, you know what I'm saying? But I seen Champ and J.A. too. Then after that, I stayed for the performance.
I caught the first one. I seen that battle. I told Chad I might get at the JA Plus 2-1 in the building, man, but I have to watch it back, man. You know how that be.
Yeah, I think that was a one-rounder, though.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
Dang, yeah, I missed that one because that was when I first got there, so I was still getting acclimated and getting drinking.
Yeah, I told Champ I thought he got edge, though. You know, it was a cool battle, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, first one and get everybody, you know what I'm saying, in the mood to hear some bars. I think that was a nice one to start it off.
Hell yeah, but my shit was a buffet. It was all you can eat, bruh.
I
wasn't really impressed with Ray Tesla, I must say. I wasn't impressed.
That's the nigga we had on that was from, he said he was from Cleveland or
Youngstown, I think.
Man.
Yeah, he
from Youngstown, yeah. I just did what was expected, man. That nigga was like, that shit was like easy. Like,
he was dressed very nice, though, for a white boy. Shouts out. I've never seen a white boy dressed like that. Yeah, I think he white.
I ain't seen no white niggas there. Stop playing.
Yeah, he battled.
He was Italian.
He interviewed him.
He looked like he Italian.
Oh, he Italian nigga. I ain't seen nobody like that in there. I don't know. I got to get my security back up. I definitely ain't.
Yeah,
seen
yeah, he was sitting low in the cut, though. He was sitting over in the corner and shit the whole night and shit.
Oh, you know what? Now that y'all say that, I do. Okay. I do remember that nigga. He had the little beard and shit.
Yeah, okay, I remember.
I didn't know who he was, though. I thought he was a cameraman or something. But I remember.
He's a dead man, no.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Well, congratulations on your battle, man. When the footage drops, make sure you tag me so I can go ahead and share the link. We're going to go ahead and get to the rest of these callers. You're welcome to stay online, though, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Caller 330, that look like Smurf. Smurf, what's going on?
Nah, man, know what it is, man. It was good with y'all, man.
What's poppin'?
Chillin', man. Back in Atlanta now. I missed home. I had fun.
When you leave? You left yesterday?
Right. First battle on Trap NY. How does it feel?
Oh, it feels good, man. Especially after I talked to Mercy, like he gave me nothing but good feedback. He said I had a feeling, you know what I'm saying, that you were gonna have like a great battle, and he called it already. He said he felt like that battle was probably gonna be one of the best ones, and I did good with it.
No, that's good right there, because like I told you at the event, I missed the first round, but I definitely caught the last of the battle, and I definitely had it even. You know what I'm saying? So when I go back and watch the footage, I'm going to take all of that in consideration. But you definitely got the vibes from Mercy, and that was a good look for you, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody, you know what I'm saying, want to get validated by somebody that got a voice in this battle rap community, you know what I'm saying?
Correct. And that's how I felt. Like it was a lot of people in the building who was giving me their feedback that gave him the battle 2-1 and gave me the battle 2-1. But it was like people like, you know what I'm saying, Mercy, Drake Dennis, like they came to me and was like, I gave you the battle 2-1. And that, you know what I'm saying, those are the people that got clout in it, I felt like. So I kind of took that and was like, all right, good luck. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. But
yeah, no doubt. They could have easily been biased. You know what I'm saying? So you got to respect their opinion.
Right. Smurf beefing with me because I told him he lost.
I love Nina, man.
She told me that, Derek.
I love Nina, but see. This is how I feel. I feel like once she watch it, she going to change her mind. Because that first round was crazy, man.
Both of y'all first was crazy. I give you all that. That first might be debatable. But I think I had edged him at first because I wasn't expecting him to come out hitting that hard. Like, I wasn't expecting that from him. So,
yeah.
I think he kind of, like, you know, it was like
a
wild shot. Like, dang, he actually came out here spinning.
Yeah, he came.
I definitely gave you the second. I definitely gave you the second round, and I gave him the third. So, we'll see when the footage comes
out. And I definitely want to shout them out. I want to shout out all the niggas that came out with the trap because from the performances that I watched when niggas was linking me to their battles to when I seen them live in person, it was like night and day. You know what I'm saying? I think even from Hazy, even Hazy stepped it up to me. Like, Drake always put on cam, so I expected him to have a great performance, but everybody else liked where he stepped up. You know what I'm saying? So I respect everybody.
Hey, listen. Again. Man, I ain't gonna front. He definitely brought it. I told him, I'm like, nigga, I watched your battles before, and you ain't impressed me. And, like, you came with it this time, and he kept it real. He said, that's because I did my research. And, dude, you got a crazy resume. I'm like, so he basically watched it. He knew he couldn't come light with me. So I actually respect the fact that he came hard.
Right.
Definitely, definitely.
Brought
so
it,
what do you think about the other battles for tonight?
I mean, Drake Dennis and it's like, I don't never count the main event for being a battle of the night because you're supposed to, even though it be events where it's like the main event is but you're supposed to be the battle of the night. If not, you know what I'm saying? Then, oh well. But I like that Cheddar, even though her opponent was whack and gave in and tapped out, Cheddar guard is hard.
Yeah, Cheddar
is
fucking snapped.
So
like, she snapped.
That was body of the night.
Yeah,
Cheddar,
definitely.
Oh my God.
Sure.
Made her forget
Cheddar,
all
man.
Of her stuff.
Oh, my God.
And I think Cheddar shook her up a little bit by Cheddar going first. I don't think she was expecting that. And then you got like 100 niggas behind you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, I'm
definitely,
I'm going to agree with Nina. Chet the best bitch in the city right now.
Definitely.
On this battle rap shit, period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like Floor.
Yeah.
I like what she be doing. You know what I'm saying? On the bars. But Chet, she had them nigga bars. You feel what I'm saying? It took me like two or three battles to really, you know what I'm saying, catch up with her style. But she got them nigga bars. She ain't playing.
Yeah, and that was the best performance from Cheddar.
Oh, yeah,
by
most
far.
Definitely. Most definitely. She ain't stumbled or stutter on nothing. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to her.
Her performance was 8-1.
That shit was crazy. I told her, you could have put a nigga in front of me and they was getting fucked up no matter who it was, for real.
Right.
Crazy.
Right, definitely. And I think that shook her up. So, but anyways, that footage is dropping, so we'll see that soon. I can't wait. But yeah, shouts out to Chet, man. She definitely caught a body, an easy body.
At least she had a cute girl this time. Remember, she was fun about, she was always about the ugly bitches. So at least she was fair. She was all right.
Well,
yeah,
I gave Chet that one. Tatted impressed me also. His first one, I felt like it was okay, but he got better in this round. His second, his second third was cold, though. I'm like, okay, he got some bars on him. All right.
That's good, man. I'm anticipating that battle, man. I'm sorry I missed everything, man. Well, not everything, but, you know, the first part of the card besides the first battle, I missed the little first quarter and shit. So I'm definitely going to check that one out.
Every battle on the card to me was good, except, of course, Cheddar's because her opponent tapped out. But I ain't like Champ and JA Plus. Champ won. Barely to me. Champ his mic was fucked up and they should have never used that anyways. And J.A.
I think that did have something to do with that battle too.
Yeah.
I think that did. Like, I took J.A. Plus and that on the edge, man. Like, you might be right though, you know what I'm saying? Because I forgot about the mic situation and that kind of took away from Champ performance because he's not a real aggressive. You know what I'm saying?
It did. See, I was on stage with Champ, so I heard everything. But that mic was jacked up. I gave Los his battle. Him and his dude, they battled last minute because their opponents backed out. Killer and dude, he battled. I feel like Killer probably lost that battle barely. It can go either way, but he definitely had some competition because Killer came out swinging. His first round was cold. I'm like, Killer about to get another easy body, and I don't even know who he battled, but that nigga came with it his second and third.
Oh, that nigga Gutter Money. That nigga Gutter Money was in the building. I think he might have been one of the top three niggas killing battles. You know what I'm saying? That nigga performance was top notch. And he had some bars mixed in there too. So I added the money 2-1 in that battle.
Same here. Yep, same here. I felt like Killer took the first round. That's it.
Yeah, Kenneth and his stirs, you know, they be, I already talked to him about it, so, you know, ain't no sneak dissing going on, but I think his stirs be, you know what I'm saying, too light. I think niggas' stirs need to be just as good or better as they first, you know what I'm saying, to close out on some powerful shit, you know what I'm saying? So I think
that
is the third, and that was that, you feel what I'm saying? I gave him rounds 2 and 3.
Correct. Like, I mean, I'm trying to think if there's any other battles I'm missing. I ain't get to stay for the Drake Dennis one. I had to go back.
You made the classic, man. That shit was fire, man. Like, both of them niggas came with it. Like, shout out to Hazy because we had, you know, we had everybody on the show before the battle. And I told him I thought Drake was going, you know, 2-1 them. But I gave him every opportunity in the building. Like, he had some fire. Like, you know what I'm saying? But that nigga Dre, man, he was just smoking in that bitch. Like, I don't know what the
back
fuck. Like, that nigga was smoking in there. Like, and I ain't even biased because I thought he was gonna win. Like, he had shit up his sleeve. Like, I don't know what that nigga was on that night. And I was sorry that we ain't get to see a bonus battle, too. I was looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard Bonus is nice for him, man.
Yeah, he got some bars, man. I was looking to seeing him do his thing, man. But like I said, with the Hazy and Dre Dennis, for that being the main event, it definitely lived up to the hype. You know what I'm saying? And everybody gonna be watching that battle, no matter what event it was on. So shout out to everybody that had a part of putting that card together.
Definitely, shout out to everybody. I'm glad. They had me out, man. For I talked to Mercy, said he had me coming in live and wearing Captain Body. So I'm starting, man, tweeting. I'm starting to see it. The one thing, too, like,
you know, I already heard Joe Bar, so dang, I just need to hear what that nigga was talking.
Yet.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's not the bars you missed, it's the freestyles and the rebuttals that you missed.
Oh, yeah.
Round rebuttal was crazy. That's definitely why I gave you the second round. That's definitely, like, that rebuttal right there alone is your second round. Like, that shit was crazy.
Also, we got breaking news right now on PGP Radio. Kenneth just texted me. I don't know why this nigga ain't called the show. This nigga just texted me and said, Gutta Money used his third round in another battle.
Oh.
All that, do your research. Nigga, I'm not a fan of that nigga, first of all. So let's get that straight. I'm not a fan of that nigga, so I ain't watch all his battles. I clearly said that I only watched the one. I clearly said that. So you do your research, nigga. But I didn't know that his third round was you. So if that's the case, then Killer win by default.
Tell them niggas to call in.
Yeah, tell them to call in. Get them niggas online. We about to go to a quick break, you know what I'm saying, play some songs. We going to try to get these niggas online and see what the fuss about.
Smurf, go ahead and show
them.
Shout out
to y'all, man. Oh yeah, man. Check me out, you know what I'm saying? Young Smurf, anywhere, YoungSmurf, YouTube, you know what I'm saying? IG, all that, man. Just follow me. Shout out to my niggas, man. PCP, let's get it.
It's loud music.
Game like chess, and then I made my own game up. I kept my circle small, and came up. Somewhere along the way, had to cut bitches off cause they all changed up. Always stayed with a bad bitch, probably the same one that you can't get you laugh with. I'm a savage, be careful what you ask it. If you get a pass, we'll make this shit a habit. Perf, steel, smiley, blue magic. Cross me, baby, get caught in traffic. Whoa. That's all I know. That's all I know. Turn up every week, got smoke, got drunk, that's all I know. Pretty women on the left, pretty women on the right. To the top, goddamn it, nah. This shit, I'ma give you what you like.
Turn up every week, got smoke, got drink, that's all I do.
Silence. In the hood, it's only two choices: live by the streets or with college. So keep your deposit. he's retired. Motherfucker hater, tell him turf up, then let him sleep with the fire. Yeah.
You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies. You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies, dog. You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies. You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies.
You don't know who down, and you don't know who real. Know how many niggas claim sight, know how many niggas fake the deal. I keep my third eye open, watching how every nigga steal. How these niggas hold the wheel, and how many times they switch gears. They say, keep your enemies close, but I ain't going against them ropes. Niggas get thirsty and turn in the nose. Niggas rather steal and eat to get choked. Never had pleasure going for broke. It be sad when your friends turn broke. Niggas get mad when you're getting that dope. You should have it when you need it most. First thing first, don't fuck with a nigga that don't put in work. And second to last, don't ever, ever, ever give a broke nigga a pack. And third of all, don't ever, ever, ever let your hoe involved. Cause Phil is involved, and when Phil is involved, the feeling is all. And your niggas be claiming they fuck with you, but they fucking around with fuck niggas that really don't fuck with you. So why would you fuck with them? Can't trust niggas. So I cleared the motherfucking room. Now I feed these niggas with a long handle spoon.
You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies.
Double check your homies.
You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies, dog.
You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies.
Double check your homies. You think you got enemies, need to double check your homies, dog.
Young
Chop
on the beat.
Bang Camp.
Walking, but they ain't got nothing for me. Bitches frown and they fade every time they see me coming. I would say that it's hate, but they envious, they wanna be. And really, they just mad. Bitches wanna be my homies. I don't make friends, I make money.
Who
really, really run a world for me.
Grab the truck flow, they can get dumped for free.
Murder skin on the track to the third degree.
Dunking on these dudes, you know, believe.
Cassidy on the beat, controlling me.
Cutting bras open, that surgery.
Stealing my parts, nigga, that surgery.
Killing everybody, what now you purging me?
See, I'm on another level, another playing field.
9 to 5, you know I keep the seal.
But it's safe to say I work in a steel mill.
Samuel can get Jackson, it's time to kill. When y'all hoes bring your mouth to my peace, you see. The world's time to be killing up on the floor.
Yo, I ain't about the life about the life for real.
So you don't really care about the life for real.
Why your whole time white, I'm white for real.
Like Hillary, you know why I keep the thing.
You got beef, I'ma stuff it in the shell, that's a taco.
Let me watch my empire grow, I'm getting guapa.
Started making big moves, US to Morocco.
Moving that way, Rodriguez and Paco.
He say, girl, underlay, that means Paco. I'm living like a moderate life, but I ain't Rocco.
Bad time, with the body go, block a block out.
Hey, your dress, keep it left and right, rock a rock out.
Bullying these rappers and stuffing them in the locker. Popcorn, ball chick, go for in a vodka. In the kitchen, cooking more than Betty Crocker. Why you shut your mouth, that's a real lip locker. There's no limit to how much liquid soccer. Now who you say you is, you an imposter.
And we're back, PCP Radio. I am your host, Mia Nicole, with my host, John Twine.
It's Tweezy.
And we got Killa Online, Killa and Will Online. What's going on?
So, we just got some more breaking news on PCP Radio. I just got a fucking a message where Gutter Money confirmed that the Jeff Green line was used in another battle. So, that's one line. Killer say he used the whole round, so let's get this shit out the way, man. Where Killer at?
What's poppin'?
What's up with it? So explain yourself to everybody online that's listening as so far as what you just sent me.
I mean, it really ain't as far as explaining myself, you know what I'm saying? Because niggas can judge the battle however they want to judge the battle, you know what I'm saying? But me...
No. We don't recycle bars. We don't do that.
No. Nigga, let me finish talking, you know what I'm saying? But me... You know what I'm saying? Me, as being me, and me giving the people, you know what I'm saying, something new. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we both got this shit short notice, you know what I'm saying, on the talk, but I still try to come in there with some fresh shit. Like, I came in that bitch with a round and a half, like, basically freestyling. So, if he was going to use some old shit, nigga could have said some shit like that. Like I could have really went in my bag and used some old shit niggas never even heard. You know what I'm saying? But I tried to come with some fresh shit. And then wow.
You better than that, man. You better than that, my nigga. Nigga, I didn't do it though. He filmed it up, but the third round, I'm listening like, you know what I'm saying, he rapping, I'm rapping this shit in my head with him. I'm like, damn, he already used this shit. I'm like, am I drunk? Yeah, see, I, like I said, I ain't a fan of the nigga, so I only seen the one battle that I think Will or Ray linked me to. Last time I was talking to y'all niggas, he linked me to a battle, and I ain't hear that shit in there. You feel what I'm saying? If I did, I ain't really watched the whole thing. You feel what I'm saying? But I never heard that shit before. The nigga shit sound, his performance was A1. Like, I liked it, his whole presence and all that shit. So that's why I had it in the battle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That nigga performance and all that shit was on point. You know what I'm saying? Like, the battle was still a cool battle. It's just at the end of the day and shit, you know what I'm saying? Real is real. Like, you can't do no shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Let's set the record straight. You said that in defense of yourself to really say that you won, right? Because of that. That's what you're saying, right?
I mean, that third round, like I would have gave him the third round if he didn't use that old shit. You feel me? If he came with some fresh
shit.
That's how I feel.
So if he recycled it, I feel the same way. If it's recycled, you win by default. He automatically lost that round if a nigga heard it before, if it's on cam. So I feel the same way. And now I recant my statement that you took an L 2-1 if it shit recycled. Straight up. You know, I'm a real nigga. So if he used that round before somewhere, then I can't vouch for that. That's not a valid victory. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, admitted to using the round. He talking about some because that footage was ass, and he know this battle gonna get more views. That's why he reused it.
No, you can't do that.
Man, y'all is crazy. What you think about Dre Dennis versus Hazy?
That battle was nice because it was crazy. Hazy actually came. You know what I'm saying? He actually came with it though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Hazy wasn't garbage. It just
not at all.
Oh no, man! He just wasn't ready. He wasn't ready.
I think that Dre just his performance just outmatched Hazy. I think if Hazy was battling anybody else,
he could have
won.
No, look, it wasn't it just like Hazy a rap, and then he'd come with a bar. It just Dre was throwing the bitches back to back. Back to back, like he made like every line of bar, like you know what I'm saying? Like he put his foot on that pedal.
On that nigga.
Yeah, he outboarding, know what I'm saying? Like he outboarding.
Most
that's all the basically outboarding, know what I'm saying? Only thing was that first round is debatable because Dre Dennis slipped up in the beginning and shit. But besides the slip up, he's still cooking.
Yeah, that's the only round I really gave Hazy. Like I gave it a fair 2-1 because I feel Hazy had. He won, you know, some halves. Like I said, I just like boxing. Like, he really ain't lose the round. He won half of the round because the other nigga's shit was better. So I scored it 2-1. But I definitely think Dre could have won all of them rounds, for sure.
Hold on. I think we got Dre Dennis online. Let me plug him in.
Yo, what's good?
Dre Dennis, what's up?
What's good, y'all?
What's poppin'?
Shit, man, I hear y'all talking about my battle. I'm hearing good things.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. How you feel about the whole event, man, and coming out to Cleveland for the first time?
It was dope. I fucked with the whole vibe. Like, it was all love in the building. It wasn't no bullshit. Niggas wasn't hating. Niggas wasn't fighting. It wasn't no corny shit. So, I mean, and niggas showed mad love. Like, niggas, it seemed like niggas was really happy to see me out there, see me out there to put on, and I fuck with that. Like, niggas really show love.
Definitely, definitely. I had a great time. The show, I mean, the whole
yeah, I definitely had a good time.
That's one of my favorite events all time. That's in my top 5 events besides the PCP events, you know what I'm saying, and some of the events that I've been a part of. Like, that's in my top 5. That whole event was lit. And like you said, there wasn't no drama or nothing going on. Everybody was showing love. And y'all niggas definitely, you know, lived up to the hype. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Because
a lot of niggas going to watch that battle. You know, y'all niggas had a nice little promo behind it, and y'all definitely lived up to all the hype, man. So shout out to y'all niggas.
Yeah, man. I mean, we came there to put on. I mean, it's just like any other battle, especially with it being on my home league. Like, it's dropping on the track New York. So, I mean, I always come with 110%. And especially being out of town, like, that was my first time in Ohio. So, that's a whole nother fan base I ain't never touched before. So, I definitely wanted to leave a good impression. Yeah, and I definitely, I wanted to keep people talking about me, to have people want me to come back out. And I heard that a lot after the battle. So, I feel like I did my job out there.
Definitely. You definitely did. I was fairly entertained, and you definitely gained some fans. A lot of my little homegirls we were with, they really don't know anything about battle rap. They like, who is this nigga? Why y'all like
that nigga was bumping. I ain't gonna lie, he was barking.
Yeah, you had my little friend Portia. She was like, what is going on? Who is this nigga? But that's dope, man. I definitely gave it to you 2-1 in the building. And hey, but Hazy definitely impressed me, though. Like, Hazy had some shit.
So how you feel about his performance and you know what I'm saying, the other side of the battle?
Hazy came with it. I mean, I expected him to because me and Hazy, we've been going back and forth for a couple of years now, and we've been wanting to battle each other. So it was a grudge match. Like, most people don't realize, but it was a grudge match. So I expected him to come with it, and he did. If I came half-assing and slipping up and I didn't take the battle 100%, he would have kicked my ass. And that's why I don't play with niggas. I knew he was coming like that, so I got to come even crazier. But I feel like it was a great battle, and I'm happy we both came with it, because say if I went there and just killed him or he killed me, it's not going to have that replay value. People not going to watch the battle over. But with us both going at it, it makes the battle a lot better, so people will watch it 2-3 times.
That's a fact. Now what happened in the first with the slip up? Now, I still edged you, like I said, while you was online. I still think you might have edged every round, But on the technicality with the slipper, it's hazy with the first, and he got like a half a round or something. So what happened with that?
Slip up. I don't remember no slip up.
In the first round.
I don't recall. I really don't know what you're talking about, man. Nah, for real. It was, wasn't nervous. I was just anxious as hell to get my shit off. Like, I was sitting
there
for hours.
That's probably what it was. It wasn't no choice.
Yeah, I was just anxious to get my shit off, so I was rushing.
Yeah.
I was rushing. For my second bar, I said my third bar. So it threw me off, and I was trying to get it right, but I was
like, it was a stumble. I ain't calling it no choke, big dog. It wasn't no choke.
No, it definitely wasn't a choke.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, I mean, when it happened, I started right back over, and I was fine. I didn't slip up or none of that shit after that. So it wasn't a choke. But,
Hazy got a reputation for, you know, choking sometimes and forgetting. But like I said, both of y'all niggas after that, you know, it was a flawless battle after that. You know what I'm saying? Both of y'all
right.
got big. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely respect both of y'all, like I said, for coming out here and doing y'all thing.
Appreciate it, man, for real. I'm happy y'all had me, and the crowd was so cool.
Yeah, definitely. What did you think about some of the other battles on the card?
I saw some dope battlers out there. The people that really impressed me was Don Dallas. He came with it. Who else came with it? Gutta and Killer. That battle was fire.
Yeah, that was a fire battle.
They both came with it. That battle was close. They both came with it. Also, who else? It was Smurf.
Smurf
and Dallas. Yeah, they battle was fire. The boy Ray, who did he battle? The boy Ray from Trap New York. He battled some
nigga. Tatted.
Yeah, he was nice. Oh, yeah, Tatted. That was his name. Yeah, he was nice, too. He came with it.
And then we had
Cheddar, she went the fuck off. She really went off. I was impressed.
Like,
she's
not playing.
Yeah, she's a notable battle away from Queen of the Ring. I can see her making a ring.
Definitely.
She just needs a name on her level or higher, you know, kill them and then really get that recognition. But she got it. Like, she's nice.
Yeah, she got
it. Facts. We working on it. Shout out to my nigga. She'll be calling in a little bit. But, yeah, definitely, man. That battle was crazy. I would just wish that Miss Tosh would have, you know, came with her shit. But that had to... opportunity to be a dope ass battle because Miss Tosh got some bars.
Right, she definitely do got bars. It just seemed like she wasn't really prepared like that because in her first she had some shit.
She was talking.
Yeah, I think it was just a lack of prep because she do got bars, but yeah, I wish that battle, you know, went a little different. But I mean, it is what it is. Niggas learn from every experience, so. Can't do shit about it, but I know her next battle, she gonna come back crazy.
Yeah, shout out to her, man, because at least she performed. Like, I honestly felt like in the building, because she got off like a round and a half or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly felt like in the building, I'm like, well, at least she spit something, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of motherfuckers would have not came. You already know how that shit go. A motherfucker would have ducked the battle or something. So at least she got, you know what I'm saying, she got in there and performed. You know what I'm saying? So I respect
right.
her for that.
Definitely. Well, go ahead and shout your information out for the people listening.
I mean, you already know it's Dre Dennis. If you didn't know, finish on with his hit info, Loud Boy. Catch me on Twitter and Instagram. I am Dre Dennis. Catch me on Facebook, Drake Dennis. I mean, I'm out here. We working. Loud Boys, Jersey, track shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm
yo, this is Forrest Green, rocking with my nigga Tweezy. Loud Music 2, PCP Radio. Type stuff, you know what it is.
Somebody blaze up the reefer. and let me smell the chronic smoke. I done pulled me up a drink. I'm finna be high until it's time to go. It's surprising though. How niggas be wanting to smoke, but they ain't got no money. Y'all purchase so quick, and I'm holding it up when they don't come around and they look at me funny. So why was you worried about my weed? Nigga be worried about your cheese. If you was worried about your currency, you wouldn't be worrying about me. You don't deserve to puff my green. You don't deserve to text my dream. And you don't put nothing on nothing. So what in the fuck is a nigga supposed to think? I was designed to shine and I grind for mine. So always I get it for cheap. And all of that money you kicking on pussy, just know that them hoes be fucking for free. I'm exposing niggas that's weak. And nigga, you fit the description of that, but it really ain't hating. Cause all that I'm doing is sitting up here giving niggas the facts. So go on with your sad song. Put a pad on. Your pussy tighter than the Long John. With a thong on. So fuck nigga, you could roll on or get rolled on. You knew I fucked your nigga baby mama and your toe homes. But hold on, sucker ass nigga. Get your pom poms. Cause we ain't fucking with you around here. You've been long gone. And every time a nigga in some beef, use a no show. I'm sick and tired of niggas riding dicks like a homo. And I'm gone. I'm in the streets every day. I got shit to share. I'm in the streets every day. I got shit to share. I'm in the streets every day. I got shit to share. Dollar for dollar on the block. You know I took the scare. I'm in the streets every day. I got shit to share.
Yeah.
I'm in the streets every day. I got shit to share.
Yeah.
I'm in the streets every day. I got shit to share. Dollar for dollar on the block. You know I took the scare. Yeah.
I'm up early every day. I gotta get this mail. So I'm in the streets every day, boy. I got shit to sell. This ain't a game, whether the weather's rain, sleet, or hail. For my junkies, I go donkey. I got that pin to tail. I lost some homies on this grind, and yeah, I wish them well. Gotta give my daughter heaven on earth, so I'ma give them hell. Can't trust these bitches that kiss and tell, so kiss my tail. Especially if you picture me as a wishing well. Can't take a L, so I'ma win until they pin the nail. Off in my coffin, I'm coughing on presidential yell. In the motel back in OG's outside of all these bills. Spraying that OG so they can't complain about the smell. Cause if they made that call, dog, we all SOL. These vatos want my tea, so I keep a couple of shells. Because it's not so sharp before I knock the beef out your taco. Just keep it moving, vamos, for this Glocko, Blocko, Blocko. They sound like pretty Flocko. I keep it coming pronto. My rage is long, dog, and on my side I got that Tonto. Yeah, the trap is banging like a fucking bongo. I'm about my cake, so I go ape shit like I'm in the Congo.
I'm in the streets every day. I got shit to share. I'm in the streets every day. I got shit to share. I'm in the streets every day. I got shit to share. Dollar for dollar on the block. You know I took the scare. I'm in the streets every day. I got shit to share. I'm in the streets every day. I got shit to share. I'm in the streets every day. I got shit to share. Dollar for dollar on the block. You know I took the scare. Yeah.
Mama out, don't make me pour that llama out. I'm popping commas out. LB, ho, I'm the realest nigga in your phone, smoking hell through a bone. Shit, you need to rewind this song, finding out what I be on. I'm the realest nigga in your phone, smoking hell through a bone. Shit, you need to rewind this song, finding out what I be on.
You niggas ain't feeling me, but you be feeling me. You just be killing me, killing me. Niggas be killing me, cause they not feeling me, but they be feeling me. Out of this ratchet I put on this track, niggas be going so hard on the wax, then you be feeling me. Really don't get no fuck if you not feeling me, cause I be really deep, going so hard, and they know that I'm really deep. And I fuck your bitch, she say that I'm really deep. Put my leg up and I go in like really deep. All the nigga that you niggas pretend to be, I told you niggas just gone with the foolery. I'm cooler than Snoop and Billy D.
I'm the realest nigga in your phone, smoking hell through a bone. Shit, you need to rewind this song, finding out what I be on. I'm the realest nigga in your phone, smoking hell through a bone. Shit, you need to rewind this song, finding out what I be on.
And we're back, PCP Radio. I am your host, Leah Nicole, with my host, Don Twine.
Squeezy.
And we got Gutta Money online. Gutta Money, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's
happening?
What's going on, man? Go ahead and introduce yourself to the people who may not know who you are.
Yo, man, it's Gutta Money, man. Harper's on, CT, 2K, Capital Cartel, Homicide Harper. Everything's good. Salute to the whole Cleveland, Ohio, man. It was love out there, man. Real shit.
Appreciate that, man. So now we just had Killer online, man. We got a little controversy going on, man, because you know I'm a real nigga. I gave you the battle 2-1 in the building. Killer just called in and said your whole third round was recycled, man. So can you clear that up for everybody online?
Oh, run up by one more time, bro.
I say we just had Killer on live. I gave you the battle 2-1 in the building, but Killer just said your whole third round was recycled. So can you clear that up?
Killer, clown. That's crazy.
He said the one line that you said, but he just was online. Plug Killer in. He said you used the whole third round. That's what I want to clear up, because I can't give you the battle. I'm a real nigga. I can't give you the battle if your whole third round was recycled. We don't recycle.
Let me tell you something, cuz. I mean, you know, I feel like this. Go ahead and do your homework, man. I mean, I just went back and forth with the dude on that. I mean,
he said he got an income.
He said he got a couple months ago. What?
He said he got an ink on it. Somewhere, you know, you use the whole third or something like that.
Nah. What happened was I got an old battle. Well, a few months ago that came out on a very, 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 very shitty channel, no views. I had about, it was literally one ball. Your boss son, he hit the tray too, he just grinned. That's a ball I used for my old battle. He was losing the one, Chase Banks first got a money.
So your response is
over here, baby.
Yeah, so your response is it wasn't a whole round, it was just that one bar.
Like, yeah, it was just that one bar. Listen, man,
I can let that ride.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. In my opinion, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I mean, I look at it like this. I had an old battle from a while ago. It's not that long ago, but the shit ain't get no views, you know what I'm saying? But it was some old shit. It was really just one bar, but, I mean, like I said, Killer, I could have been fine Killer on Verse Tracker. So that should be the last man talk. Y'all can check my stats.
Damn. Hold on. My phone going off right now, so they got to be this nigga.
He online. Killer,
he online, yeah. Plug that nigga in, man.
Yeah, plug that man in.
Pause.
No.
So what's up, Killer? He said it was one line, not a whole round.
Man, that nigga know what he did. That nigga had a couple lines. That nigga definitely had a couple lines that he recycled. And what's crazy,
yeah,
now, I didn't even say shit on the phone. You know you had a couple lines. And you can't find me on Verse Tracker, but I got more views than you, though.
You don't got no Verse Tracker. How you sound, Killer?
Oh, I do got a Verse Tracker.
Got
no
money.
Nobody never heard of you until I battled you. You was a charity case. You was a charity case. Nobody never heard of you until I battled you. I got more views than you. You live in a state with millions of people.
You must really be upset about that. I gave you that long. But it's cool, though. I love Ohio, man. I should roll out this. Man, I love over there. Fuck with Cleveland, man.
So, listen. What we want to know, we're going to rectify this on PCP Radio. Killer and Gutter Money, why we got both of y'all online. So, Killer, you said it was a whole round. He said it was one line. So, what's the answer now? Is it a round or a line? Which one is it?
That nigga whole third round was full of old shit and some extra shit he added with it. His whole third round was not fresh.
Well, listen. Like I said, I ain't watch all these battles. Like I said, I'm a fan at first, so I ain't watch all these battles. So I don't know. I liked his performance. I gave it 2-1 in the building, but like I said, on the technicality. If the bars was recycled, I can't validate that. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna see what everybody else say when the footage drop.
I wanna clear the air, cause I know it's one thing. Killer, you're an all right guy, but you know, trying to put excuses on why they took this L is not gonna help you, baby. Trying to find excuses on why they took this L. I like the footage speak. I don't really care about getting the W or the L. That's up to the fans to decide. You understand what I'm saying? That don't mean nothing to me.
I respect that. And you know what you're talking about, too. I respect that.
Yeah, man. I'm on as good as it comes. So all that extra shit Killer doing, that don't mean nothing to me. When the footage drop, y'all can go ahead and shut this statue yourself and let me know. I know I ain't recycling up there around. I've been doing this for way too long. I'm seasoned. Killer, he just getting his feet wet. He never stepped out of Ohio. Got a holler at his dog, man. Real shit.
No, you all sound right, like a clown.
Well,
nigga, I'd have been out of Ohio many a time. And what's crazy is, I'm just getting my feet wet. Nigga, I didn't even want to battle you. Nigga, you was a charity case. Nigga, I battled you for some money. I went in that bitch and wasted your time and gave you a debatable. You came out here with old shit. And you fucked your heart off.
You're in your head. You're in your head. You're for the fans. Don't do that for you. See, that's a bad look. Don't do that, Killer.
Nigga, that was bad.
You look bad. Don't do that.
Oh,
well, look.
It was a good battle, man.
It was.
Shout out to both of y'all, man. We just wanted to clear the air. All I wanted to know was whether the round was recycled or not. And I think we cleared that up. It was only a line or two. You get what I'm saying?
So I think
we got the answer, man.
Yeah, go ahead and drop y'all contact info so the people can get in contact with y'all.
Hey, look. Crazy part is, if I would never said nothing, he would never mention that period. So who's to say that he really not lying about that round? You want to come on the radio and start using some old shit?
Yo, listen, man. Follow me on Twitter, who is G Money? Feel me? Follow me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/GutterMoney. Feel me? Snapchat, all that. Fuck all that, man.
Yeah, what's your contact info?
Follow me?
We got you. Kenny, what's your contact info?
Oh, so y'all niggas already know. Instagram, Killer_King of Cleveland. Facebook, Killer from Cleveland. Twitter, Killer from Cleveland. SoundCloud, Killer from Cleveland. If you see Killer, it ain't got the Cleveland by it, ain't me.
All right, thank you for calling in. I'm going to go to this quick song, and then we're going to go ahead and come back. I think we got Cheddar online, and we got No Mercy calling in, too, so stay tuned.
Smoking my weed, drinking my drink. Do as I please, do what you can. Flyer than he, and I am a she. And he has nothing on me. My cash right, and they hate I do it. I keep women on me like I need their clothes. They mad cause my bag bite. They watching me, they tryna bite. They jacking my swag.
face like in my swag. She wanted my cash, she wanted my cash. I reach for my straps, one that go blast, and one for her splash. Yeah, I'm on that, taking all the women, about to start me up a prison full of sex slaves. All them bitches gon' be submissive, and that's why they all go gay. Taking brain shots out of day, giving, giving up, facing no wind, forgive me my face. I'm on God, they do all of my say. No payback, that shit, I do not play. If they ain't give us, I do not pray. Taking shots cause they don't want shame. I'm too galley, so don't bother me. I love switches for my Christmas tree. I fuck bitches that envy me. And you and it's only and I'm messy. I'm too galley, so don't bother me. I like bitches from my Christmas tree. I fuck bitches that envy me. And if you win, it's only and I'm my shit.
I just don't get it, man. I don't think y'all understand. Y'all really just don't like.
I do it. My type of weak is the kind of weak. Y'all weak niggas could not survive. My past suck, but I still got my pride. Every blue moon I cry, and if them tears run out my eyes, I wipe my face and stand up high. Oh my God, why they lie? How do I rainbow pride until I die? Face the facts, just let me buy. And if I'm a hound, then the ghost will try. Two pop walk, but it will not fly. I'm too mean, I give back, bitch. Watch your tongue or miss your lips. I go flip, I'm off the inch. Watch your lips when talking to a twitch. Walking bomb, I will not miss. Bomb this gold, I killed our dicks. Won't look back, I'm too legit. Pay with cash, I owe no snitch. If you're aiming for my head, guaranteed you're going to miss. Taking shots without a diss. Play my plans for all of my clips. Bitch, I'm me, a nigga, bitch. Eating pussy, giving dick. I'm off the chain, a strip. Take his mane from him. I don't bang, just leave it to them. I'm too galley, so don't bother me. I love wishes for my Christmas tree. I fuck bitches that envy me. And you and it's only and I'm not sure. I'm too galley, so don't bother me.
I'm too galley.
I like bitches for my Christmas tree.
I
fuck bitches that envy me.
Nina Nicole, my host, Don Twine.
Tweezy.
And we got Cheddar online. Cheddar, what's going on?
Hey, y'all.
What's going on? Go introduce yourself.
Chit Chat, a.k.a. Body Bag Chat. They only talk about me because they mad at me. Gang the fuck up. That's one gang. Money from one gang. You already know what I'm saying. TPP up. All that good shit, y'all.
Yeah, talk that shit. Now, you had the biggest body of the night, man. Like, that shit was horrible. Like, I mean, I think she had some good bars in that round and a half, but I think even if she would have came with the whole three, it was all bad for her, man. How you feel about, you know, her performance and the whole situation overall?
I was disappointed. I was very disappointed in the way that it turned out, period. It's like, I won, but she didn't fight back, so it was like, she was like, lay there and let me kick her ass. That's how I took it.
Yeah,
and it's not good for me because I was looking for a fight. Ever since I started battling, I've been chasing that one fight. You know what I mean? Somebody to fight back to where I have to look at the footage and be like, damn, she was like, wait, getting that chunk with me. And I thought this was going to be it because I seen, you know, what she capable of. But she didn't come with that for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying? It happens, though. There ain't no shade to her, but kick your ass.
So who was your best fight so far, since we're talking about it?
Annika's the only one. Like, she's the only one that really fought back, like, line for line, kicked her ass, too. But, you know, she made it entertaining, at least. She gave me some aggression back. She ain't back down. Okay. I feel like Tasha kind of took her tail and just took it.
Yeah, you kicked her ass. That's facts.
And I think
she won
the first round with Miss Tosh, even though, like, that she actually had a round that time. You won that round to me, so, and that's no bias.
No, that's not bias at all. Like,
I mean, I think the world will see that's not bias. That it's just that, I don't know. I just, like, don't get me wrong. I don't know Tosh, but she was cool. You know, the conversations I did get to hold with her, whatever, she was cool. And I just don't see why you would come over this way and you know you're not ready. If you could have told, you could have hit somebody up and, you know, said something and we could have just canceled it because I personally feel like the material was a waste. I got another battle coming up. I could have saved that for that for us.
Well, no. See, before you got on, I said I respected that because it was a situation with Black Gemini and I. You know what I'm saying? Since we talking about it, they didn't battle because, you know, one, I won't say no names, but, you know, one of the...
I mean, I'm aware. I know why they didn't battle. I know why they didn't battle.
But I respect her for at least, you know, giving some footage because she putting herself out there to get whooped on. You feel what I'm saying? So,
yeah, but she putting herself out there to get whooped on. But she can... This is the thing. She can afford to take that. She can afford to take that. So it's like,
she can always
come back and get on any platform and rap, you know, 3-4 rounds successfully, and then she'll still get the same respect that she's been getting. For me, if I came and I did some shit like that, it'd be over with before I started. So I don't respect it at all. I don't care if you did get up here. You should have backed out at the last minute. I would have respected if you'd have been like, I ain't got 3 rounds. You waited until I started rapping to say you only had 2 rounds, and you didn't even rap the second round.
Well, at least we gonna get some check footage. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
At least we got your whole 3 rounds. Shout out to Mercy for not putting the shit in the vault. He gonna put it out anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's on her. If she ain't come, you know, prepared all the way, that's on her. But at least we still...
Yeah, definitely on her. I think you're misunderstanding me, please. Fuck her. I'm talking about me right now. I mean,
yeah, that's what we're talking about.
This is about me, okay? What I'm saying is I've been chasing a certain footage for a while, and I still haven't gotten it. And I know she could have gave it to me, so that's why we had to mention her. But, you know, like I said, you know, shout out to Tosh, whatever. But it just made me, I still write with that same hunger and intensity that I wrote with this battle until I get what I'm looking for. And it's going to be bad for any bitch in front of that until y'all fight back.
Oh, it's coming.
We working on it.
Shout out to No Mercy. Shout out to you for being the first female to be on the Trap NY from Cleveland. That was history.
That's a fact.
That was history being made right there.
All right. Thank you.
I just got a call today in the morning, early in the morning. You know, niggas always checking in with PCP Radio and niggas vouching for you. They say check the rawest bitch in Cleveland right now. Facts. That's a fact. So shout out to
big
you for coming with the bars.
Hey, you know what, though? I definitely want to shout out everybody that's been reaching out to me since my battle. You know what I mean? I've been getting a lot of love and a lot of feedback, and it's all good things, and I appreciate that. You know, it didn't go unnoticed what I came to do, even if it didn't go back and forth and was an actual fight. They're not sleeping on the material that I do bring to the table, and I appreciate that. And I just be doing me, man, like, Y'all, I appreciate, you know, people telling me that I'm the best in Cleveland or whatever. I appreciate that, but I just be doing chat, man. I don't live off no title. I'm going to just give you what I would want somebody to give me. You want to fight, we're going to fight. That's what it's going to be.
Well, this is separate now. You know what I'm saying? This is separate. You know what I'm saying? And stay humble. You know, that's the best thing to do.
And I think that's what people be starting to realize. I'm very humble. I talk my shit when I battle. I don't like whatever. The other shit don't really get to me. Like, you can ask me 1,001 times. That don't mean I'm going to do something because you want it. Why should I give a fuck about what you want? I'm doing me.
Right. So what you think about that Dre Dennis versus Hazy?
Oh, man. Listen here. That was a great battle. Clearly a great battle. And Hazy had some shit. He got his ass whooped all 3 rounds. It's no debating. Hazy got a lot of lines, a lot of quotables, all of that. He had a crazy one punch man bar. He had some other shit. forget how it went, but he had some crazy shit. It was not enough. Wasn't enough. Dre energy and everything, it was right on point. I was scared, though, because Dre fucked up in the beginning, so I was a little nervous. Like, oh, man, no, oh, come on. Oh, you got to get clean in this classic. And he got it together, so, yeah.
Yeah, he said it, he ain't fuck up. He said he skipped some lines or something like that. We asked him about it. You know what I'm saying? But like
he
cleaned it up, and it was a flawless performance after that from both of them niggas.
Yeah, definitely. And Hazy, you know, he went back and down. That's what I respect. Like, he still, he didn't lose his spirit, none of that. Like, man, that's a fighter. That's a true, you know, battle MC. And I salute to him, salute to both of them.
But yeah, that was a dope battle, man. I think the consensus is giving that to Dre Dennis. What about the other battles of the night?
Who was that? I didn't get to see Smurfs and who he battled, the Dollar Dude. Didn't get to see that battle. I didn't get to see it, but I heard a lot of, you know, mixed feedback. I heard a lot of Smurf got 3-0'd. I heard a lot of Smurf 1-2-1. So, no, I can't really call it. I did hear some of Smurf material because we sparred before we both battled, but I didn't get to hear what his opponent was saying, so I can't really call that. Who else battled? Young Loaf. I didn't get to I didn't really get to see a lot of the battles.
You was in a conversation with me, nigga. I know where you were at.
I was focused. I swear, I was focused, and it's not even being funny. I was waiting on my turn. I was more so because y'all don't understand. I've been set up for like 3 different battles back to back, and they all kept getting canceled. So I was more ready to work than anybody. I was really tunneled in. I wasn't really, you know, that's no shade to them, but I was worried about me. I wasn't worried about them, you know, those battles.
Right. So, did you get to see Killa versus
Gutta
Money?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I did see Killa versus Gutta Money. And I say it's debatable. Either way, you know, either way though, it's debatable. But they both, they was working, you know what I'm saying? It was a good battle. It was a good battle. I think that, and I don't mean niggas might hate it, but I'm going to say it. A lot of niggas didn't want to give Gutta a lot of, you know, the love that he should have been getting from some of the lines he was saying. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, he still did his thing, and, you know, he kept his composure. Like, he didn't lose his spirit. Killer did Killer, and, you know, it was to turn out to be a good battle.
Right. Right, definitely. So, you know what's coming up next. Everybody want to battle you. All the local battlers want to battle you.
Is that right?
What's going on with that?
Is that right? Not everybody want to battle you. Is that right?
Well, pray for Keith, first of all. That's where I'm at right now, you know. That's next up in line. Indiana, March 19th, praise to keep. As far as the other stuff goes, I mean, get in touch with my management, Nina, you know, working out.
Well, hold on. What you
say? It's wrong for everybody. Everybody gets a place. It's wrong.
Okay. All right, we did wanted to know. That's all right. We got to put it on record. Everything got to be on tape now. You know what I'm saying? Because they think it's a game.
Right, right. It's okay. Chad had a business card. Y'all know, hit me up. We lightweight getting booked, though. We might not have time.
Man, that's a fact. Like,
I passed out a couple business cards.
Yeah.
So if it's really what it's going to be, they know to reach out.
Oh, definitely. We'll go ahead and shout out your contact info so everybody know how to get in touch with you.
Get at me, chitchat03 on Instagram. I'm going to have to change my Facebook name, y'all. It's like real long. So I just be giving y'all my Instagram, chitchat03. Get in touch with my management, PCP management. You want to book me or set anything up? Shout out Wing Gang, shout out PCP, you know what I'm saying? Money Crew, Money Gang, everybody, Team Track.
Let's go.
Now that's crazy. Now that's hard, Mike. That's hard. See, I ain't see it like that. That hard. You hard, bro. That's why we've been friends for so long, bro. That's why I used to sneak you in the club, bro. That for that reason right though, bro.
Alright,
bro. Let me just freestyle smoke this shit. I'm smoking the LED. And goddamn, I got a little drink downstairs. I don't need it though. Let's go. Let me just fuck with this shit.
Mike Wilmer.
Told a bitch you motherfucking right. 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 Mike told me this gon' be your favorite song. Ooh, where that my favorite thongs. Put them on. I said, baby, put them on. I said, what you gonna do when you go home? Kiss your man after you sucked on my woo. She called my phone, I told her I was at the stoop. Last name changed, first name too. Pull up on me, shawty, you know what to do. Told her, bitch, you motherfucking right. 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 I bought some gold chains with my drug money. Then wore it on the stage just to stunt on them. That's how we do it on the south side. Swipe by AK using all fives. Pittsburgh zone 6 zone track. Zone 1 do this shit like every day. Old neck, copy roll, counter roll. 24s got the rape pigeon toe. Told a bitch you motherfucking right. 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 Gas station re-up on the petrol. Hit the trap and re-up on the petrol. Shit, by the time you get it, it's a retro. Shit, used to have a job outside of Citgo. Shit, by the time you get it, I'll be pune, nigga. Yeah, I've been a player since the womb, nigga. OG Kush is my perfume, nigga. Ice on my wrist, I got my mind right. Riding down the street with the Klondikes. Two black holes, white one in the middle. I'm getting to the S with two lines in the middle. Got a bank roll that'll make a will. Told a bitch you motherfucking right. Told a bitch you motherfucking right. Told a bitch you motherfucking right. Told a bitch you motherfucking right.
Don Kent is going ham with this one. Turn it up.
Finally Famous Volume 3.
The Cannon. The Cannon.
Big yeah. Sean. October Zone.
Right.
Hey, yo, Drizzy, let's go get him.
The Jazz.
Low-key Peter Parker flow. Tell her bring some Ace of Spades. No sparklers, though. Private flights, no hassle. I just park and go. I'm the highlight. Like when markers glow. Ooh, look what you created. Only got yourself to blame. I remember when you hated. Ooh, now you tell me take my time. How about I just take your city, make that motherfucker mine. I'm a underground king, ho. I sit tall, I swing low. The game ain't always fair, and that's the thing, though. You can play your heart out, everyone don't get a ring, though. You are in the presence of a champion. About to get a condo that I could fit your mansion in. You always be calling her, she ain't never answering. You ain't figured out, I am the reason that she canceling. I be at the parties where you stuck outside and can't come in. Call me Ron Burgundy, y'all the other anchorman. What's on the news trick? Gossiping about music. There's rumors I'm the new shit. And guess what? It's true, bitch.
We made it. We made it. We
I
made
feel
it.
Like we made it.
We made it. We made it. We made it.
But we ain't made it.
Enough.
It's so amazing. You would have thought we made it.
I was made to be greater. Made for the grind. Made for the light.
You
made for the shine. I was made to be greater. Made for the grind. Made for the light. Made for the shine. I need less friends, more bread. Less talk, more head. Used to ride escorts, now I get escorted.
Do it.
I'm just waiting on my cue, dog. No pledge. Says she like all girls. I turn that bitch co-ed. Threw her on my track team. Handed my baton to her. Passed her. Blew her off. I chronic Veronica, who got up on my nerves. So I had to platonic her. No, that ain't my girl, but every leader needs a Monica. I'm the head of my state, ain't that ironica? I want the baddest chick to treat my stick like a thermometer. Oh, I'm who they going ape shit over. I'm who your girlfriend acting like she ain't shit over. See, broads over niggas, never business over broads. See, business equals money, and money's over all. I'm trying to move my mama from the ghetto to the meadows, where she can't stay in that fucking hood forever, forever. Was made for that Mick Jagger shit. Bag of chick and a chick. Fast girls, faster whips. Big chains, master shit. Bitch, I'm living every day, month, yearly. Y'all until you motherfuckers hear me. Hear me,
I made it. We made it.
I feel like we made it. The grind, made for the light, you made for the shine. I was made to be greater, made for the grind, made for the light, made for the shine.
Cannon, cannon.
Cleveland versus everybody. Cleveland versus everybody. back, PCP Radio. I'm your host, Nia Nicole, with my host, Antoine.
It's Queasy.
And we got Smurf back online. Smurf, what's going on?
No, I'm just tuned in, man. Just listening.
We just talked to Gutta Money and Killer. Were you listening to that?
Yeah, it definitely was.
Okay, did that change your mind about the battle at all?
No. I mean, he felt like he needed to throw a line in there. I read the conversation on Facebook. He basically said that he just threw a line in there. It was more like he was freestyling, and it was from a battle that he didn't take serious because it's not going to get no views. I'm not going to take the battle away from him.
So you still think Gutta Money won then?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I still think the same. Like I said, if it was only one line, you know what I'm saying, maybe two at the most. I don't play that recycling bar shit, but if it was only a line or something like that, or, you know what I'm saying, the use scheme or something, like I let that ride. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, like I don't play the whole... Don't use a whole verse on me. Like, if he did that, I definitely would have said he lost.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's what I was just clearing that up for the people. See if anybody's views had changed. That was one of the battles that I only saw half of. Like, I think I only saw, like, the first round and a half of it. And then I had disappeared. But I do need to see that one footage. So, shout out to them. I heard it was dope all the way through. So, anyways... Make sure y'all come out if y'all can. Indiana, Boston, I'm sorry, not Boston. Bloodsport Battle League in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Chet will be out there battling Keep March 19th. So that's going to be dope. Also, make sure you guys tune in next week. We'll have a great show lined up. Same time. Go to purecocainepro.com. Find anything that you missed. You can check out all of the past shows from this month and before. TeenTweezy.com, you can get that loud music too. And make sure you go to PinkCocaineBoutique.com, get your lady something nice. We got some nice selection of clothes on there. Size small, 2-3X, and free shipping. And that's about it. Follow me on Instagram at PinkCocaineNina. Dantuan, I think he went and took a bathroom break. Follow him at ETDantuan. And make sure you guys be looking out for that. Shout out to the Trap for coming out and having a ball with us. No drama. It was crazy. And we'll be back soon next week.
Yo, y'all know what this is. This your boy Don P representing Black Wealth Entertainment. Shout out to Tweezy and PCP. You are now listening to Live Music 2.
Oh, yeah. Y'all know that's my signature and shit, so get used to it. Sicker than your average bastard. Pizzle on this grizzly, about to make another classic. My competition wrapped up in plastic. Y'all gotta act shit, get your ass kicked. It's on. I was born to be the greatest. January 21st, same as Jam Master J. 1983, Donna Cal's Lil Joy, 7 pounds, 12 ounces. A bouncing baby boy. Mama's little man, daddy's protege. Little cousin of dad's little brother of Shay. Hey, Miles Ave named me Coleon. So when you say it's on, then it's on. I'm back in my zone.
Tonight's the night, cause we own it, yeah, we own it, yeah, we own the night. So hit up the homies, tell them to link up at the spot, man. We just living the night, tonight, tonight, tonight. The night, the night, the night. I say we own the night, the night, the night, the night, the night, the night, the night. Yeah, we own the
night. Oh yeah, sicker than your average. Pizzle twist, caps off, Cabo. Step up your bottle game. Bunch of chicks with me. Step up your model game. My red bone and apple bottom jeans and red bottoms. Damn. Hey, I was born to be a giant. Y'all scalping wolf tickets. Fuck you selling, I ain't buying. You live by the motto, get rich or die trying. You ain't rich though, you still live with mommy, nigga. Stop lying. I'm so smooth when I walk, I don't touch the ground. Best on stage in Cleveland, I don't fuck around. And I'm Cleveland's finest. Do rewind this. Happy y'all was behind this. Oh yeah.
tonight's the night, cause we own it, yeah, we own it, yeah, we own the night. So hit up the homies, tell them to link up at the spot, man, we be living tonight.